Welcome, everyone. It's the good stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. And no, it's not Valentine's Day, but we've got some good stuff for you today. Like the Trey County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to check out the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You could discover those gems by starting at visitvalentine.org. Check that out. They'll find 50 things to do or more, like the Niobrara National Scenic River, number one canoe river in adventures in the Midwest, and one of the top 10 in the USA in Backpack Magazine a while back. Yeah, right here in the Valentine area.
I got a piece coming up called Talent, Mike. It's by Rod Nichols. And before we get to that, I also want to share with you Tri-State Livestock News. Are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
Okay, so you have something from Rod Nichols, huh?
I do. It's called Talent. Lord knows why the boss ever hired him. He wasn't what you'd call a hand. He stayed in our way or in trouble, not much of a cowboy or a man. I think that the boss would have fired him until after our supper one evening he took a mouth organ and played. It might have been Red River Valley, or Down in the Valley So Low, or Kathleen, or Come to the Bower. To this day, I don't really know. But that doesn't really matter much, because whatever tune that he played when that rascal pup started playing, we all was right glad that he'd stayed. Have you felt the warm wind on the prairie, the soft morning call of a dove? Then you may have some sort of feeling for what we was all thinking of. The cares of the day soon forgotten, they vanished without a trace. There wasn't an hombre among us without a big smile on his face. The Lord gives to each man a talent to use or to hide as he may. There wasn't no doubt about his talent whenever that feller had played. Lord, grant me just one little favor. Please help me a bit now and then to call on just half of such talent to shine as a light before man.
Hey, that one's pretty good, isn't it?
I thought so, too.
Something short for you today. If anybody tells you not to spend that $10,000 on a boat, ignore them. That $25,000 will be the best $75,000 you ever spend. if you own a boat, you'll know what that's like.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you've had a camper.
Yeah.
A motorcycle.
Something that's a little more somber. Your death will come on an ordinary day in the middle of unfinished plans, and the world will continue without you. So live a little.
Whoa.
Like that. Yeah.
Indeed. Nick. Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bill.
Bill who?
I'll pay the bill for dinner if you open the door.
Oh, okay.
Let me throw one more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tokyo.
Tokyo who?
What Tokyo is so long to open the door?
Because you're doing knock, knock, jokes, and I didn't want to answer the door anymore.
Oh, that hurt. What else have we got for the good stuff?
How about something from Otto Rosefeld from here in north central Nebraska and south central South Dakota called Running Water. Wet and wild and wonderful, winding through the sand, springing up from nowhere, part of Crazy Horse's land. Tiny little rivulets dropping down from high, dry plains, tumbling to the tall grass where the summers yield more rains. Running water, cool and fresh, fed by 100 springs, shining silver splashes far beneath the eagle's wings, resting place for nomads on the grassy, treeless plain, man and beast both sharing from this precious water vein. It's called Running Water, and again, it's from a collection of poems and lyrics by Otto Rosefeld.
Always good stuff. Remember, a day without sunshine is like a day without sunshine. And a day without sunshine is like
nighttime.
Nighttime.
I think that's right. Got it.
You got it.
Well, we have just a little bit of time left. You have something else you can share?
I do. I've got some tweets I want to share. I always find them amusing. My six-year-old just saw how many emails I have to do something about. He suggested replying to all of them with, "Go away, never contact me again." He's available for all your business needs.
Business consultant, right?
Indeed. Here's another entry. Sometimes I will do a very simple self-care thing, like putting lotion on my hands before bed, and be like, that was so easy. I will do this every day. And then forget that I even have hands for the next 6 weeks.
Thanks for joining us on your local radio station for the good stuff.